Blog Talk Radio.
Running back and forth, so you may hear some errant roaring behind me. I don't know what she's doing. She's peeking from behind the curtain. I would post and put this on Facebook. That's how crazy. She's peeking at me with one eye, like, what's up, girl? Hey. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Oh, and this is for Ginger.
Oh, girl, I just finished eating my brownie, or I'd totally be like,
wait.
Brownie in your ear.
I'm making it worse. It's carrots. I'm even being healthy with my crunch.
Well, I was trying to show an image, but flipping YouTube and OBS are having a fight right now.
There we go.
Today's solar eclipse.
Oh, are we supposed to let Snow open the show? I forgot.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We thought it was daytime. We're sorry.
My bad.
I see how it is. You guys just totally overlook me.
No, it's just during the day. We're very random.
We're random during the night, too.
No, it's a whole other kind of random. It's a calm, nice random. Ooh, don't choke on the carrots, man. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Lisa, you overlook me. I see. It's okay. It's okay.
I love you.
No, you don't. It's okay. You overlook me.
Okay.
Anyway, as she's munching the carrots, I'm going to introduce the show. It's May 9th, 2013. I'm Snow White. Yeah. I think my door slipped a little something in my drink. In my green tea. Yeah, boy. Anyway, we have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle as well. And we also have Ginger Rocks, who is the redheaded stepchild of us all. Hello.
Hello. I'm eating more. Oh, I got to take pictures after this afternoon. I had my hair re-dyed, so it's a darker
red. Lord have mercy. Lord, Dicker, I've been tweeting pictures all day. You're going to get some stalkers. You're going to get
picture.
When the stalkers come, don't be calling me to my Corey. I'll put in the hot register.
I ain't scared. I got a gun.
I didn't say you were scared. I said you're going to call me to talk about the stalkers. Why do I love eating carrots so much? Does anybody else love eating those little mini carrots?
It's like having something long and crispy in your mouth.
It's not long and crispy.
So you like having something short and stubby in your mouth.
Either way, it's hard and it's in my mouth.
Nice.
I think Snow is mad at us. I love you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Boob grab.
Yay, boob grab.
You take one, I'll take one. You got to use two hands with them things. You got to use two hands with them things. You should see him doing the whole hand movement. You got to use two hands for Snow on
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
You like it. Don't be sitting there. I see that smirk. You like it. You like it. Like it. Mm-hmm. You like it. Mm-hmm.
It be
Thursday night.
It does. It does. I think Corey's the one with the most energy out of all of us tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of just here.
I'm not exactly here, but I am definitely here.
It's the storm.
It is, man. I am so upset about that too. It is.
You mad because I missed you?
So so beautiful to watch these storms roll in. And nothing. No, nothing. I'm kind of like, really? Where's where's my thunder? You know, where's...
And my friends might be like, will you stop crunching them damn carrots? Y'all gonna just let me slide, huh?
No.
Wait, where's what, my everything, yo?
Well, hello there, Horace. Nobody gonna stop me from eating carrots. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. You're just gonna do it anyway, even if we don't say anything.
I maybe would stop if y'all would ask me to or tell me
no,
to.
No, you carrots. Wouldn't. You'd be like, I don't care. I'm eating my carrots here.
All right. So new gaming news. I think they came here to hear what happened and what we think.
During the week, child, some stuff had happened.
Did anyone watch the live stream for this solar eclipse besides me?
I tried to, but I was busy.
I totally sent you the link. It was beautiful.
You did. I watched it. But then I was sidetracked with purses.
Yeah, and then we went outside, and I got handed a welding helmet to see whether or not we could actually see it ourselves. But
no,
because
it was only
no.
visible in Australia, so.
Yeah. Right now, you Aussie people, beyond that y'all are sexy as hell, I'm so jealous of y'all right now. That had to be really neat.
We don't ever really get to see any eclipses or anything in this region.
No, not here either. I mean, it's not really that exciting.
Yeah.
Even the one time we could, you know, I was told I was going to be blind if I tried to look at it, so.
Yeah.
I think I saw a lunar. No, wait a minute. I get them confused. The solar eclipse is during the day and lunar is at night, or is it the reverse?
I think the solar eclipse is during the day, lunar is at night, I think.
You know, when it's dark and then the sun comes out. And yeah, the last...
Yeah, because solar means sun and lunar means moon. Crazy people.
Look here, man. I saw that one. And that one scared me because I had just got done reading that book, Dolores Claiborne. Anybody read that book?
No.
No.
Yeah, don't read that book and then watch a solar eclipse. Don't do it. I was real scared. I was scared to go outside. See, no. See, dark understands. Joe understands me. He said the solar is day. Solar is day when the lunar is dark. Mm-hmm.
That's what I just said.
I wasn't disagreeing with you. I was saying he gets me because he also said he loves that book. He read Dolores Claiborne. Did you read the other one that went with it?
Oh, my God. What are we talking about today for geek?
Well, my first topic I want to get into, and this pertains to more so than Corey. Corey doesn't play. World of Warcraft, they've lost 1.3 million players in the last 3 months alone. Are we surprised?
Oh, my God. Shut up. What the hell? Okay. Sorry. There was a thingamajiggy.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? What did I do?
Not you. The advertisement. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
1.3 million people in the last 3 months alone. I mean, we saw this right before the latest expansion. And it's been, what, a couple of months since the last expansion now. Are we surprised that they were unable to hold the audience?
No, and I don't even play, and I could tell you that, because the world, she is a-changing. You have to do something different. People are tired of the orc troll variety. I'm sorry.
They are, and a lot of what they're blaming it on is the free-to-play MMOs, which, if you remember, right, wasn't it last year that Blizzard, Mike Morhaime, I think, was saying, these free-to-play MMOs will never catch on, and they have. I mean, hell, my love at the moment, APB is free-to-play MMO.
You know what? I did try that. I honestly did. I tried to go play that with the dude man. I forgot his name now. I tried to go play that with the dude man with, like, him and his buddies, quote, helping me out. I hated it. It was, like, horrible.
See, that was your first mistake. You don't ever go and play a game your first time without your girls because, you know, we're going to do something stupid that's going to have you laughing while you learn how to play the game. You ain't messed up.
Yeah,
you gotta
yes.
come play with us first. Then you go play
my
with him.
My motto is, or my motto, my usual thing is, I know I'm bad at APB. I know I suck, but you know what? I have fun doing it.
Good for causing just random mayhem. You just want to run in and just blow some fucking shit up for
Seriously,
some
you
people.
You get in there drunk, and you get in there shooting people.
Okay, see,
bad.
No, we gotta be drunk. Why we gotta be drunk is the question.
Because it's even more fun if you're drunk and you're in local and they can hear you and, like, the guys are going crazy because, A, you're a girl, and, B, you're killing them. So it's hilarious, some of the shit that you get stirred up. It's, oh, God, I have so
that
much fun.
That reminds me. I would like to send some love out to Girl Gamer Problems. I love your Twitter.
I think they also have a Facebook.
I love them.
And stuff that they put out are just hilarious.
I like what she posted. It was earlier today. She says, I love when guys say, shut up, squeaker. And then you say, oh, I'm a girl. Oh, what's your Facebook?
how it goes. Like, first it's like, oh my God, are you really a girl, or is that just a really good voice changer? And then you're like, no, I'm really a girl.
That actually made me mad.
I love you.
That kind of made me mad at APB because, you know, I started talking and they're like, oh my God, are you really a girl? Or no, you're just using a voice changer. And I'm like, what the fuck's a voice changer? I had never even heard of it. I'll be honest. I have not even heard of it. I was like, what the hell's a voice changer? I mean, how do you work it?
Yeah. You all, neither one of you is my favorite answer. Are you really a girl? No, bitch, I'm a woman. Your girlfriend's a girl.
Hot. Hot right there. No, but back to World of Warcraft, no. I played Pandaria, and I got to the max levels, and I rolled myself a monk, and I maxed her out, and she was fun. And some of the storyline in the new expansion was a lot of fun, if you actually paid attention to the storyline when you're doing the quest. I liked that. But after a couple of weeks, I got bored, and I walked away from it, and it was one of those, oh, I'll log back in tomorrow, and I never did. And I haven't. And now I've stopped my subscription for it because...
You don't miss it.
They've offered me nothing. Nothing. Again, they hand out awards and purples on quests and...
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nothing. You don't have to do anything. And that sucks for me.
Let me tell you, ironically, you said that. Remember the game we were talking about this morning in the news, Dark Avenger? Dark Avenger, in case you didn't listen to the morning news, is a free-to-play RPG PvP MMO for your droid. And they're offering real prizes. I'm still trying to figure out why these companies are not offering real prizes. I really don't care about a medal or an achievement. I'm going to tell you now, I could care less. I don't play the games for it. I'm not from that generation. I don't see the point in why some of you are in love with, I killed 15 zombies. I don't care. Unless it's going to net me a new set of headphones for my Xbox, I don't really care how many zombies
I
killed.
It doesn't even have to be a real prize, but that is pretty flipping awesome. I saw this on a Minecraft server the other day, too, to encourage people to play and play more often and play more competitively, because this is the survival PvP server. They actually had, they made like little statues of the highest ranked players of whatever, you know, say you're the highest miner, the highest PvPer, the highest, you know, you had the most kills for such and such. And they had like a whole gallery of them set up. And they actually change them as people rank.
See, you're still falling into that category. What do we say? I want something I can hold in my hand. Because mm-hmm. if that game closes, who cares or flip about the statue? But I'm going to always have this item in my hand.
That's true.
Exactly.
City of Heroes is gone, but I bet you I got HeroClix figures with Statesmen and stuff back here. One day I'm going to pull them out and somebody's going to be like, oh my God, I'll give you $10,000 for it. I can't do that with a fake statue in the game. You are selling yourself too cheap. Too cheap. I don't want a digital statue. Give me some firm poster. Some jacket.
I like achievements when the achievements are actually something that you've worked to achieve. This whole, oh, you logged in 5 days in a row, you get an achievement. No, fuck you. That's nothing. 5 days in a row? Uh-uh. No. I want an achievement for, you know, doing the hardest dungeon and going all the way through in the shortest amount of time. You know?
Some money.
That would be hot. But. You know, or, you know, Corey's got the whole little thing there. You know, back, I'm going to reach back here.
Ooh,
EverQuest, back in the day when you mm-hmm. bought the box, I'm not talking the box set, no, when you bought the original box EverQuest, the first one, when you bought it, there was a little pewter
mm-hmm.
Model chick. I don't remember what her name was, but she was
that
the EverQuest chick. Yeah, and I wouldn't have mind, you know, say... You're the top ranked for such and such, so we're going to send you this little pewter model. Mm. Fine. Cool. It cost you like $1 to make one of those. Works for me.
You know what? I didn't get her. I think they stopped making her by the time I came along, but I do have the original map of wherever, Quenos or all the regions, and it's on a piece of cloth, actually. And it's huge.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, though, but those are the things that I like. I like something I can have.
They could probably go to one of these bandana makers, you know, and say, hey, we want to print out some cloth maps. We want some cloth maps made onto your bandanas. Those probably cost, what, like 10 cents maybe a piece?
Well, you got companies now that's what they specialize in is making gamer gear. So you can go to them and say, we're going to partner with you and we're going to make, you know, this many. Or look at our guys from Guns of Icarus with the bullet-shaped jump drives.
Yeah, but you had to, like, donate thousands to get that.
Or be us.
Where's mine, by the way? Where's mine?
Reminds me, is Lieberman awake?
Yeah, hello, we want
Lieberman.
Some more stuff. Gotta share.
Where the hell is my swag, Lieberman? Are you
He's gonna message me in the morning and be like, Corey, let me talk to you for a minute, girl.
I do. That or, you know, maybe not so much an actual physical prize, and I know Corey's all about the physical prizes, but maybe if I'm good enough, if I'm awesome enough, if I've made an achievement, I get 2 weeks free, a month free,
I could go with that free game time. I could go with that. But I don't like this. The achievements don't really have any type of merit to help you out in any way. Free game time, yes, because then you don't have to pay your subscription for that month, and that money can go towards another game. But
exactly. I mean, WoW sort of did something like that, refer a friend, and I think if your friend joined, you got a mount, and you got like a month free.
I don't want the damn mount. Give me the free time.
No, that stupid zebra was the most ridiculous bullshit I'd ever seen. I was like, really? Really?
I can honestly say I truly believe this, when these game companies stopped doing some of the things that they were doing is when things started to go south, because people come when you give them things. It's just the way it is. I harp on the fact of that City of Heroes, they were probably the most giving of any of the companies I've seen. Not just, you know, a little pewter thing, but they started out with an actual comic book, and I'm not an avid comic reader, like I keep telling you, I only have one comic I like, which is Daredevil. The City of Heroes comic, I was looking forward to that every month. I was waiting for it to come in the mail. I was like, oh, I'm getting my City of Heroes comic. I wonder what happened. I had that. I had the when they send out the capes, when they did the costume contest, they had people actually dress up in real life, you know, cosplay, your own cosplay of your character that you created, and then tell what powers they had and give them a backstory. And then they gave you a ton of, I don't remember what it was, a Alienware computer, you know, for being the best cosplay. People come and they stay for stuff like that, and they were doing it annually. But when you start saying, oh, achievement, by the way, and this, it aggravates me now because it's in my Sims game. I don't really want to see that my Sim walk 215 steps and popping up over the top of my screen. I don't care. I don't care what she's doing. I'm doing something else. I'm trying to see if her feet fall off, if she fall in the ice. I don't care about this achievement.
Yeah.
But people stop coming. They stop playing your game. You don't give them anything. Who wants to play stuff? And a lot of you are like, well, I don't care if they give me stuff. Yeah, you do. If you were around, when I get this office cleaned up and I get all my stuff put out, I'm just going to pan around and show you all the stuff I've gotten. And tell me you don't want it and you wouldn't actually try to get it if they told you you could have it if you play your game.
Yeah, I started to hang some of the old EverQuest maps and stuff like that I had from these older games the other day. But I'm planning on rearranging my office, so they're going to stay down just a little bit longer.
And I think I posted some of my stuff up on our Facebook page, and that's not even a fourth of what I have. My Viva Pinata.
I'm gonna go rob.
Wait,
Corey,
I remember you talking about that Viva Pinata. I remember that shit.
See my horse Horstatio. I love Horstatio. Looking at him now, look at him over there. Hey boy, how you doing? But yeah, that's why I like to have my stuff. It helps flesh out your gamer cave.
So, yeah. All right, so I guess...
No, I did not, Horace. I did not read Shadowland Saga for Didi. I did not.
I don't know. I like having things like that. I understand they'd have to be cheap, and they'd have to be easy, because you got to pay increased mailing prices nowadays.
Cheap and easy.
Cheap and easy, just like a lot of girls I knew back in high school.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was dirty. That was my last shirt.
It was. All right, so Google Glass. We talked about this morning about how it violates Nevada law, how these different gambling places aren't going to allow you to wear it.
And people don't like it.
No. And now that we can actually talk with the people in the chat room more, what are your thoughts on the Google Glass? You know, would y'all pay the, what is it going to be, like $2,000 when it comes out?
It is out, and it is $1,200.
$1,200.
No. For you?
Hell to the no. I'm not paying to have that. That's over a month's worth of bills for me.
Same here.
Hell
same here.
To the no.
And on the flip side of that, what about interacting with somebody who's wearing one of these?
That'd be weird.
Really?
Yes, no. That'd be weird.
Yeah. I I don't think it'll be weird in a few years, but like we were saying this morning when I read Jolie Odell's article about how she said it's not a good app. It kind of it even unplugs you more than the cell phone does. I know some people are complaining that when you have a cell phone in front of you, you tend to ignore people. What you do, and warning to those of you who sit down across to talk to me, if I see you pull out your cell phone when I'm talking, I will take it away from you.
She does. I think she took mine at one point.
I did, and I put it under my ass. So let's now come get it. Yeah.
And I did, actually. I had to go
and
after it.
No, you didn't.
I would have. I sure as fuck would have been like, hey.
See, I think it's amazing. I started thinking about the design because they were talking about how the voice commands, you have to talk incredibly loud, and it doesn't really pick them up very well right now. And I started thinking about how they're going to change that. How they're going to change that is right now they've got that whole little, I don't even know the exact name of it. But anyways, it's this thing that fits on your throat, and it picks up your vocal cords,
you know what, and I'm just this way. I always go to survival mode. I have something around my throat and something over my eye where I can't see. I'm just asking to be mugged.
It doesn't go around your throat, but I'm thinking it's going to be something that somehow attaches to your neck.
No.
Or a clamp, or it's going to be on something that you wear.
You just said something attaches around your neck, and then I heard clamp in the next. No.
Not like clamp, but I'm thinking, you know, something where somehow it sticks to your skin.
No.
I would totally, if you're innovative. Or not invasive. There we go. If it were not invasive, if it were small.
Okay. Girl, no.
Something that, you know, I mean, it looks like a piece of jewelry. You know,
let's get a picture of this up because it's going to be. Here, I'm going to show you a link. This is one on Pinterest, a real good picture of Google Glass, because when we first saw it, if you were watching here, we did it on Pixinista, and Diane von Furstenberg had on glasses. So I thought it actually came as glasses. It does not. Which already turned me off of it when I actually saw it without. But Diane's a fashion designer. Of course, she put glasses on and she made it look cool. But when I see it this way, do you have that up, Ginger?
I'm working on it. There we go.
I'm not seeing anything up there. So
yeah, it's
coming.
It's
a little behind.
Okay.
It took me a second.
No, see, that would confuse me. That I don't like that because that would confuse me.
And that's what Jolie was saying. She said her boyfriend or husband or whoever walked outside and he stepped in dog poop because he was so focused on this thing in front of his eye. It's not even in front of both eyes. So as I was,
and I think people are going to do that until they get used to having glasses. Because I know when I first got my glasses, those first couple of days were rough. Even though I could see better, I was still bumping into
You are equating it to having on glasses. We're talking about there is a little screen there that has something on it that is going to pull your focus away from everything else in front of you. You're not looking out glass, and that's what everybody was thinking when they said Google Glass. It would be over the whole lens of a glass, which means it's in front of you, and then you have the option to focus back and forth, which is how the eye works naturally.
Yep.
This is one little thing over one of your eye, over your right eye, and you're probably, you know, like she was saying, maybe you're trying to get direction somewhere, so you're obviously focusing this one eye on the map, and you're not paying attention to the other stuff. Your eyes don't focus independently. We're not chameleons. So
that'd be cool if we could, though.
Yeah, it would be. But so this is where
I'm weird, but I kind of do a little bit. I do the whole eye bouncing thing.
Weird.
I think she's going to have to see it because I don't think you understand what I'm telling you. Look,
I'm going to have to see it. I mean, because people make fun of me when I'm like looking at something or looking at them. I'm constantly like my eyes are going back and forth because I'm looking at other things. I'm not looking.
Are you ADD? Seriously, are you ADD?
I may be a little bit ADD.
Okay, I'm thinking you are.
I'm a little ADD, but this right here, we're not talking about ADD. We're not talking about your cell phone in front of you where you put it down. This is something over one eye where you're going to have to focus both your eyes over there because that's the way your eyes work. Again, you can't turn your right eye this way and say, okay, I'm going to watch while I'm walking, and then I'm going to keep my eye on this map at the same time. You could do that with your cell phone. So I don't foresee this. I have to agree with her based on, you know, what she was saying was going on. It's going to further disconnect people from what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are going to start having even more accidents. It's bad with the cell phone. Now something in front of your eye? Nah. I think they're going to have to redesign this somehow. And it's not even glasses. Look at what I'm showing you there, Junior. There's no lenses there. That's just that little black thing there is Google Glass. That's it. That little black thing over his right eye, that's it. There's no lenses. Look very carefully what I'm telling you.
That's true, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it, and I, like I said, this is not a spinal form. They're gonna have to do something. But not a spinal form. I know, right? Totally went there.
Okay, you geek. I love it. This is its final form, according to the.
No, this is not its final form. I can't change it.
She said it just like it was natural conversation. It's not its final form.
I love our little geeky ginger. Is it? Autobots, roll out. Okay.
I wonder why people look at me weird in normal conversation.
The thing is, we don't look at you weird. We totally get it.
Yeah. But we're laughing. It was
the conversation I was having with you about me going to the salon earlier and listening to the girls talk. And then he was like this, and then he was like that, and then I like did this, and then oh my god, shut up.
Oh, and then it's like we totally understood each other, and that was completely just,
I don't say,
we have our own language. That's how geeks work. I don't
say anything around normal people because I already know they're not gonna get half my references. It's just, it don't even make any sense.
I tried talking to these people at my work, like making jokes in chat, and like 95% of them were just like, what? And you can tell the real geeks because they're like cracking up, right?
Oh, I got real geeks that work with me, but yeah,
they're... not me. I got those people that you don't want to get when you call tech support. That's who I got.
Did you try turning it off and back on?
I love that show. Oh my god, the American version sucked hard, so hard. The English version, so awesome.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. The IT crowd, you gotta look it up.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't watch TV, so.
Find it on YouTube. Find it on YouTube. It's amazing.
All right,
look for the British version. The American version is the exact same thing, but without the accent. Go for the British version. They're funnier.
Yeah, the accent's always better. I love the accent.
You know, but British humor is an acquired taste. You have to... You know, like, I love watching Absolutely Fabulous, but some people are like, I don't see why you find that show so funny. I find it hilarious, but it's a British
show. British people are fucking hilarious. They don't even realize they're that funny, but they are.
That's an acquired taste.
They have that dry, sarcastic wit. And, you know, we really need to steer back to our
geeky. Yes,
we do.
All right. So this week also, well, we talked about this earlier today, and now that it's gone from the page that I had on, I have to go to our website, which is where you should be, people. I gotta go over there. One of our an engineer from the UK was saying that it was shameful what was happening in the industry, the gaming industry, and women there in the UK. And I said this morning, I have to agree with her as far as the US goes, because it's shameful.
It is. I mean, when we go to gaming conferences, there should not be strippers on poles.
No.
For guys. And then I'm totally okay with that.
No. No, even if, I don't care, guys, girls, whatever, there should not be strippers on poles. It's not cool, guys, okay? This is a professional thing. If it like, we've talked about this before, if it matched the theme of the party or the game that you were supporting, if it was in character, maybe.
GTA is the only people that have the right to have a stripper at their launch parties, because that's
okay, I can see that.
They need some. They need people dressed up, little guns, all that. Yeah, that one. Well, no, I'm not going to say guns, but you know what I mean. If theirs is more in keeping with their game, but it's a, you know, GDC. Well, we're not going to go into the GDC thing again. But the woman's name who said this, her name is. I'm going to try it again. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to try to get it out. Chi Onwara. Onwara? Onwara. I'm sorry, girl. I cannot say your name. It's okay.
Onwara?
Onwara, yes.
I'm sorry, but the way you said it, it reminded me of I Am the Walrus. It's not her name. I know. It was just the way you said it.
I know. We can call her Chi. But she, of course, was saying she's over working with the UK government. And UK, their gaming shit is on point. We say that every day. We need to get our shit together on this side of the pond. They are going to kick our asses. They are kicking our asses. But she was saying, you know, they're working with the government to encourage more support and diversity. I'm bringing this up again because, as I said this morning, I have been going back and forth with some of these devs on the Games Industry International boards, because a lot of the developers are there. And it's funny to see some of their thoughts or the way they think, and they they don't realize that they're a part of the problem. One of them said, and I responded to his post. This was earlier in the week when we were doing the news. I was responding to him, and he said, "Well, he doesn't believe the problem, the lack of diversity, the fact there's no women in the industry, has little to do with the fact of the developers. It has to do with interest." And as I said this morning, there are plenty of women who would be interested in the industry if you didn't have strippers at your fucking party.
It's true. It's true. They make it a hostile work environment almost. I mean, hell, even just playing video games, it's a hostile work environment for us. Seriously.
Even us doing this.
You'll come on so hard, and I don't care how many ways and creative words we come up with to tell you, fuck you, we don't want you. We do not want the D. Alright?
Well, I do. I do, but just not right at that moment. Can you get back to me after we finish this game?
I totally want the D, but just, you know.
Can we get to it after we blow up the car in APB? Can we get to it after? Just let me do this here first.
I ignored a guy on Facebook today. I played a couple of games with him before, and he'd been cool when we were playing games, but then just recently he's become a creeper, and it was like, yeah, block you go, because no, I'm here to play games, here to kill some digital bitches, and you know, I'm not here to fuck you digitally. I don't want your pixel cock.
I do, but it's not right now.
If you can keep up with my RP, and apparently I'm like the shit at erotic RP, if you can keep up with my RP, bring it. We'll have some fun.
Why did Horace say pole dancing hero? Oh, no. Jay Duke said pole dancing hero. Wrong. Now, the thing here is it is hostile. I agree with that. As I was trying to say earlier today, I had to be careful with my wording because, you know, we get aggravated. It's not just the hostile work environment. It's the fact that, same thing on our Facebook page, is that we have some men in the industry who do not understand the concept of just because it's okay for you doesn't mean it's okay for me. You are a man. I understand you're at work, and maybe you want to see the strippers on the pole. Maybe you like the girl on the box when you make the game and her boobs are out. Do you not understand the amount of money that you're losing by simply saying, you know what, let's not put the girl with the big boobs on the box because we're not Rockstar. Everybody is not Rockstar. You're not making GTA. They can get away with that shit, and we expect it because Rockstar makes a mockery of everything. Everything that goes on in the industry between men, women, racial, sexual, they make a joke out of it. So that's why nobody's after them when they put a girl on their box licking a lollipop. If you want to know the truth, women are not even mad at them. We all know it's a big joke. But if you don't have those things in your game, there is no reason for somebody to be naked with their legs open on the front of your box.
Ugh.
And women, see, that's the reaction that Snow just gave. It's not so much as, and I love that men, some of the men that go to the, well, you don't like it because you're uglier. No, I don't like it because I just don't find it appeal. I look at it and I say it's not for me. Men like this, so obviously your game is not meant for me, therefore I'm not going to pick it up, buy it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not your company. You just perpetuated a whole stereotype about some men in the industry. Sometimes just step back and say, this is probably not the best way to market our game. Or if we have a woman in the room, if you wouldn't have the woman laying naked on the table or pole dancing if your grandma was standing there, that's the measuring stick some of you guys need to use. If you wouldn't show it to your grandma, don't show it to me. And don't say, well, you think you're my grandma. No, I'm saying it's called respect.
Or how about if you wouldn't want your sister seeing this or your daughter seeing this, okay, or your mother seeing this, for real, don't show it. Don't put it out there, okay? Honestly, have some respect. I mean, now, there are some of us that like that kind of thing, but only in certain circumstances, not when I'm trying to go to a professional venue.
And you have to also get to know the person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Years. You can't assume that you know the person next to you and automatically they're going to like it. I've also seen this happen with, unfortunately, a lot of women who happen to be gay. The guys will find out the woman is gay and they say, oh, well, in that case, since you're gay, you must like this stripper. And mm-hmm. she's like, no, it doesn't really matter. We're in a workplace. I don't want to see this right now. Now, later on, if you want to meet me down the street at the bar, we go to strip club, that's different, but we're at work. So you have a trouble, the guys in the industry have a trouble with the line. This is work. This mm-hmm. is play. They don't need to mix all the time. They just don't need to mix. You don't need strippers. You don't need to constantly be, you know, all about naked girls and stuff. And then the reason why you don't want to do this, because then you have the lunkhead chicks who come along. Adria, I'm looking at you, who get somebody fired for having a private conversation because she really can't. She also doesn't know the line. She went overboard. Mm-hmm. But this is what causes that type of stuff. Two people got fired from their job because she went overboard thinking, oh, they were talking about something sexual. They weren't talking to her. They weren't saying it out loud. It wasn't on the stage. And the reason why it happened is because some of you still do not understand. There's a line. Who was it that got fired? Somebody got fired this week for – yeah, we said that today. Got fired for posting stuff on Facebook, people.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't remember the guy's name, but yeah. He vented on his own private Facebook, and they fired him.
Private. I keep telling you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you're not friends with the company, if you're not friends with your boss, if they're coming to stoop you, if they see something they don't like, that's their own damn fault.
Well, he can sue, and I wasn't disagreeing with your point. I'm just telling you, from a legal standpoint, it's not private.
No, it's really not.
It's not. On one hand, they're going to say the same thing. If you wanted it private, you know, the only private space you have is in your own head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it online is what they're going to say. So it's a slim to none chance he'd win the lawsuit, or he might win. That's a good 50-50.
I think you should, because I think you should be allowed to bitch on your own blog, Facebook, whatever.
No, the reason why you can't also is because it's a social network. If it was a blog, it's different. Blog is, he has control. Not really. It's the only way that would hold up in court is if he did something like LiveJournal and it was locked off.
Again, the deal is, it may have been, they've not actually said, he may have made his Facebook private, but it was a coworker of his who saw it and reported it to the boss.
Now that's lame,
Yeah, it's lame. But
that's how you get jacked in a dark alley, bitch. Right?
Damn.
Remind me not to piss her off, all right? I'm ashamed.
I have taught the ninjas wrong. This is not the way of the ninja.
That is how you come out at work at night and your tires be flat. Something happened. I don't know, man. The air and all ran away. Bobby pins. They're more than just holding your hair in place.
Let me teach y'all's most important lesson. If you're going to vandalize, you never actually do it. You just allude to it. See? You don't wait for the boss to come out and flatten his tires. You just be leaning against his car. And he says, what are you doing here? I just want to talk to you about lug nuts. Sometimes you wonder if they're on, they're off. You never know when they're screwed, unscrewed, tight, loose. You go crazy thinking about stuff like that. Anyway, see you later there, boss. And then you go. You didn't touch anything? He's up every night.
My favorite story is I was a teen. Some guy pissed me off, so I pulled my shirt. You know, just down, just far enough, you know, where the top of the bra was kind of showing the boobs. The girls were on display very nicely. And I sat there and talked to him, flirted with him, while I kind of leaned against his Camaro, fucking beautiful car, and let the air out of his tires.
Nice. Nice.
It wasn't until later that he noticed.
Nice. The only thing I did... No, I can't say that on air.
See, you gotta learn. You all gotta learn how to do stuff without doing it. It's mental warfare.
No, this was nice.
You tell us later.
Speaking of mental warfare,
and see, that is exactly my point about this Facebook thing. If you're gonna do not, for those of you who are younger, you're just getting out of college into the workplace. I'm gonna have to state these rules again. You do not call in sick via your Facebook, your boss's Facebook. You don't call in sick via Twitter. You do not post that you don't like your job on your own Facebook, your company's Facebook, none of it. You can bitch at work standing around the water cooler when your boss has left, because even if they go run back and tell, it's still your word against theirs.
His boss was a dick. The guy had fucking diarrhea. No, you can't leave your station.
I agree.
You just want me to shit my pants?
I agree. But I'm saying to protect.
I'm not clean up.
But people, to protect yourself, the dumbest thing you can do is post it on the internet anywhere, because it can be seen. Somebody's going to find a way to see it. And you can argue back and forth about it wasn't right, and I'm not saying they are, but this is the age you live in. Keep your shit in your head. And then you can say whatever you want. You don't text it to anybody, because if your friend gets mad at you one day, you didn't invite her to the Lady Gaga concert, I'm going to tell boss. I got this text from you when you said...
Friends, your coworkers, people. I know they're your coworkers, and you want to be friendly. Oh, we're one big happy family. No, fuck you. They're your coworkers.
That.
They're not your family. They're not your friends.
That's not
don't
true.
I do not want to be friends with my coworkers.
I cannot agree with that. I have one of my oldest and dearest friends who is like my big sister who was a coworker. But you also have to learn when not to say shit, which is don't put shit in writing. If you're going to say it, just say it. And you walk away. There's no proof that you said anything. And nobody, unfortunately for you, is that high tech where they got their shirt bugged so they can catch you saying something to get you fired. If they're that serious, you need to let the air out their damn tires. Anyway.
That's like these businesses demanding that you give them your password, your Facebook or Twitter.
That's illegal, actually.
Yeah, actually that is illegal. No job can ask you for your Facebook password and stuff like that. That's illegal.
And seriously, and I've heard of people asking, you know, do you have a Facebook? Can we have it? No, I don't have
it. If a job asks that, I'm going to flat out tell them, but look, I can't work for you. Not if you're going to try to get my information like that, I can't work for you.
I just tell them I don't have a Facebook. And what you going to do when you come to me later? You lied. Well, fine. Fuck you. Bye. All right. Oh, wait a minute. We got more new Google Glass information coming in.
Oh, we do? Give it to me.
Wow. You know what? This is going down in flames. Google says if you loan your glasses to your friend, they're going to deactivate your Google Glass.
Hell yeah.
What do you mean, hell yeah? That's my $1,200. I was giving this to hell out.
My friend $1,200.
This is true. This is absolutely true. But let's say you gave it to your nana, so you were trying to show her pictures of something, of your new house, and you really just, you had no other way to show her, hey, Nana, put these on so you can see the new house, and then, bam, your Google Glass is deactivated.
I'm sorry, Nana, do you have a laptop, Nana? Laptop, Nana.
I'm sorry, I'm actually lowballing it. It's not $1,200, it's
$1,500. Yeah, Nana, how about I go out and buy you a $300 laptop, and then we can look at them, Nana. Yeah, it'd be nice. You'll have your own laptop, Nana. $1,500. No, fuck you. You're not touching my Google Glasses if I have $1,500.
But that's still wrong, okay? It should not be if you loan it. If I call in and say it's stolen, please, by all means, deactivate that bitch. So
I'm even anal about, like, letting my friends drive my car because that's expensive.
Well yeah, cars. You need the car. But if you had the money just to throw around on Google Glass, we're not talking about you, again, we're saying you maybe handed it to your honey to look at something. This is what they're telling you. We catch it on his face or we realize it's not your face and they're going to, bam, your Google Glass is deactivated. Why are you not mad at Ginger? I want to know why you went right.
Have you worn glasses before? Have you tried sharing your glasses with somebody else, giving them
you
to
know what?
So they,
God, no. I would blind here. Somebody with my vision.
Okay,
my vision is
let
so
me,
bad.
Let me stress what I'm getting at is the glasses fit people differently. So that would be just all weird and awkward.
But they're not made that way. So I knew there was something going on with you in Google Glass. You are equating it to wearing your glasses, and it's not the same. These are adjustable. They don't have a lens in them. All it has is that little ugly-ass camera sitting there.
Well, I'm not even talking about the lens. I'm talking about the frames themselves.
Yeah, they're adjustable. They're made to fit any face. Obviously, you can't go and buy them and have them customized to you. They don't do that, not even for $1,200.
Yeah, I figured they were going to sell them in, like, different sizes or something.
No,
you know?
No, because it's a little camera attached to a little framework. The camera is what you're paying for. I'm surprised they didn't just say you can – well, I keep seeing pictures of people with it clipped on other kinds of glasses, but that's what you're paying $1,200 for. So, no, they don't – It has nothing to do with you loaning it out because it won't fit. I'm looking at the fact of if you are absolutely just innocently showing somebody something, bam, it's deactivated. I'm looking at Google crazy. I just gave you $1,500. Why are you deactivating my shit without asking me? Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm looking this up really quick.
I'll show you the article. I'm looking at it. That's ridiculous. Not that I would be loaning it out, but I'm just saying, maybe you're innocently standing there taking pictures, or you're doing a video, or you want somebody to take a picture of you. You know, you're with your significant other, a honey. Bam, your shit is deactivated. That is $1,500 that is gone.
That is just... Well, then don't loan it. And I'm sorry, I wouldn't. I'm a stingy little fucker like that. If I have something worth $1,500 and I know that this is going to happen... I don't care how much you beg and whine and plead and try to, you know, twist my arm into letting you borrow it. No.
You twist my arm. Oh, we're talking about for the glasses.
I mean, I can understand, you know, the outrage if this were like some kind of family product, say like a console of some sort.
Well, it may be. Well, it may be. it may be. That's just the point. What if somebody went out and, you know, same way, like, okay, you're saying that, so that's a lot of money. Think of the PlayStation 3 when it first came out. There are some moms who went out and spent that $600 because they had five or six kids, and they're like, I can get the use out of it for the next few years. Let's say some, you know, somebody says, okay, I'm going to do this for $1,500, and I'm going to get this for my son, daughter, and whoever. They're 12, 14, and 16.
Well,
and
I hope you have something like $6,000 because...
No, it shouldn't be. That's still a lot of money for you to tell somebody, okay, only one person can use it. Only just one. You can't even say, okay, I'm going to license it to these four people is ridiculous. So in short, forcing people to have to buy one, you know, one for everybody in their household, that can get expensive. If it's just you.
They do that for businesses, for software.
But that's different. We're not talking about a business. We're talking about residential stuff. If you're talking about a business, I can kind of understand because each person has their own duty in the business to do. This is a home. This is a residence. This is where people are going to use this for, you know, for what they're called.
Well, they do it for software, say Microsoft Windows. You can't. I put it on my computer. You can't put it on your home.
No, but the thing is, the computer is used by everyone in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you got six people living in the house, everybody's using that one computer, they're fine. And actually, you can use your key up to like four or five times. At least, I don't know about Windows 8, whoever is daring to use it. But you still can use your key a number of times in the same house. And a business actually gets a lump sum license, which means it may say you give us $600.
Seven, I was only able to use my key once, period, because it showed registered to my computer and it would not go on any others.
Did you buy the computer already? Was it installed?
No, I built my computer and then I bought the software. It came with three keys, one for, you know, three computers. So, you know.
Exactly.
Three different keys, one for each computer.
Yeah, then that's what they get. Then that's still, you got a license for three, you got three licenses. But this right here is one person. Period. You cannot let somebody else borrow it. Let's say you blind and you say, I have no more use for it anymore. The other person in your house can't say, okay, I'll just see for you. Nothing. And that is ridiculous for that amount of money.
I mean, on the other hand, is it going to be like these? Is it going to come with a key? So say we deactivate my account, can I buy another key for a cheaper price because I already
Not a key. Remember, this is glass. This is the glasses. You're paying for that little camera
Yes. But I guess what I'm saying is the glasses are going to have a way of identifying that if it's you. So is there going to be a way that you can say, all right, I'm selling these, I'm getting rid of these, I'm going to deactivate my account. The next person can buy a key that they can activate online that activates these glasses. So that they know they now belong to a new person. You have no access to what the old person had.
Well, first of all, they're already out. So it's not are they going to come with? So we know they don't come with a key. The part of the reason why they say they're doing it is what I'm reading here is they're trying to keep early adopters and developers who managed to get their hands on a copy for free because they were giving them away if you signed up early in beta. That people, you know, you could throw them on eBay. Wired is saying somebody actually put Google Glass up for sale on eBay, and they managed to sell it for $9,000. However, again, if it's mine, why the hell can't I sell it for $9,000?
That's true.
And the same thing with the deactivation. It's mine. If I want to give it away to somebody, maybe I want to give it to a homeless guy, I should be able to, and it should not be deactivated. I don't like this. It can only stay with you. But you know what? You are making an interesting point. They do that. Our games are like that.
Yeah.
You can't resell your game, especially The Sims. Once you get The Sims, it's yours for good. That's it.
Exactly.
You can't give your key to people, although there are ways around that. I'm not going to tell you all that here. But once you get it, that's your key. If you decide you don't want that game anymore, and let's just say you take it back to the store, you get your store credit. Next person who buys that game, guess what? That key is still registered to you till you die. They get home, and then EA is going to tell them, you are illegal. You're going to have to buy a new key, or you're going to have to send us a copy of your receipt so we can give you a new key.
That's true. And, Joe, they're already tracking you. Did you not see the story the other day about, who was it, the FBI guy talking about how there are ways that they already have access to all our phone calls in the U.S.? So, yeah.
Dude, they've been watching us.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while. You know what? I hope y'all enjoy my jokes about goat porn because, yeah, that's pretty much
They're coming for the gold porn. They're coming for your gold porn. They're coming for
What is it? Hide your porn, hide your videos.
Hide your porn, hide your games, and hide your Google Glass. Stay snatching.
They're snatching everything up in this place.
What did you think about the shade that was thrown by Sony towards Microsoft with the PS4?
Oh, yeah.
We never considered having ours always online.
That was just lovely. That's what that was.
Hot.
Sony's got something big in the works. I'm so excited.
I am hoping so. Sony, I am becoming really a Sony fanboy. Fuck you, Microsoft. Two birds. If I had more. No subscription. Not always online. They don't. Well, I don't know if they have an indie store on the
Well, yes. Remember, we talked about that earlier this week. They launched their own indie section, and they're supposed to be very indie.
So the only thing that they need to do for me to be just totally, like, in their lap, salivating, doing whatever the hell they want, they need to put HBO Go on there, or HBO Live, whatever. HBO Go? It's HBO Go.
Well,
they need to put HBO Go, and I will be totally Sony fangirl.
They can't, because, you know, Microsoft, HBO, and Xfinity are all little buddies. So that will probably not happen anytime soon. They're going to have to offer them.
Lift your eyes and see how deep your wallet could get if you go to Microsoft. Go to Sony.
HBO just needs to go indie, period. If I owned a cable station, like if I was Starz, HBO Cinemax, I'd be like, I'm out, bitches, bam. Anybody want cable? Anybody want this station? And that would be that.
Yep.
You'd make so much money. You'd make much more money than Netflix. Just imagine you put that on demand. You got all your shows there. And a lot of them got good shows. Like Cinemax has that Nurse Jackie thing. And
seriously, I mean, because I pay for Netflix every month. And if I could get HBO on my PS3.
No, not just your PS3, but on your phone, your just.
Well, you can already get HBO Go on your tablet, right?
Yeah, you can, but you already have to have a subscription to cable. But we're talking about a la carte. If they give you the same thing. But just take it and put it everywhere the same way Netflix used to be, because Netflix is now being some bitches. You can only have it on so many devices. And you can't add to new devices. Like my cousin used to come over here and log into her Netflix and we'd watch movies, you know. But she's paying for it. I don't know why. Anyway. So Sony's doing amazing, amazing things. And people who are not doing amazing things, Ouya, will you stop raising the fucking money?
What the? And they pushed the date back till the end of June. I told y'all when we first started talking about Ouya. I'm not talking about you girls, but the rest of y'all. I told y'all Ouya was going to be one big fucking fail. It's not really a scam. I'll have to take the whole scam thing, but it's one big, huge fucking fail.
Until I see some products, it's a scam. They got $8 million funding from
and then they just got $15 million more today.
And then they got another 30. They just keep right. We need another round of fun. How much money exactly is it that you're gonna need? Tell grandma so
no
she can write.
No kidding. And their product that they've already sent out to the
developers
and actors doesn't even work correctly.
Mm.
So they sent out a shitty piece of console that does shit. It plays Angry Birds and Angry Birds 2 and Angry Birds in Space and. Whatever other Angry Birds there is out there, and games like that, it doesn't have anything good.
Hey now, Angry Birds, Star Wars is epic. It's the lightsaber. I got it. I'm gonna play some after the show on Facebook.
I might change my tune if I can start. If they can get Minecraft on there, which they've talked about. If they can get Minecraft on there, which I doubt they're going to, because I think Minecraft is gonna go with Steam's new console thing.
Well, yeah, they're going to Steam Box.
Yeah, because as soon as that Steam Box comes out, I am playing Minecraft on my big screen. It's going to be so hot. I'm going to be in there, like, touching myself while I'm doing that because... I'm sorry. I love you so much.
Get your friends.
Therapeutic about getting in there. And
really?
It's
therapeutic about getting in there, Ginger.
Girl, I don't know anything about getting in there, at least not lately. Damn.
Something about getting in there.
She just... No.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I totally did.
Okay, and I got just enough time to throw this one in there. Let's circle. going to circle back to Blizzard real quick. Yeah, you gold miners. You gold people. Man. Okay, so we told you earlier today the auction house.
Gold farmers.
Whatever the fuck. Whoever the fuck they are. They had a found a bug. They had a, and I had to say it that way. They had a found a bug. A gold duping bug. These people were making bank. Why did I ever find any of these bugs?
I know.
Right?
Right?
I find a bug that like, gets a little blue dot thing stuck, and that's it.
I find the bugs that make it so I can't play. That's never fun.
And I always...
like, 1 minute into your game, and I broke it. Yeah.
Look, and I always find misspellings. That word is misspelled. That word is misspelled. That is not grammatically correct. That's not grammatically correct. That is not spelled enough.
Sorry.
It is not N-U-L.
Sorry.
You know, I almost said bless you then. I'm like, okay. So, those of you who don't listen to our morning show, shame on you. There was a gold...
Why don't you listen, damn it?
Yes, you should listen to the news every day, every day. We try to keep you up to date. So, apparently, they still haven't said how much was lost, actually. There was a gold duping bug discovered after they released an update patch for North and South America. They pulled the exploit by closing down the auction house. And when we talk about gold, we're not talking about just the in-game gold, but the real money-based ones, too. Mm-hmm. And they've gone after the people who benefited from using it, which is kind of like, what does it matter? At this point, just let them have it. It's too late. I think, and I said to Ginger this morning, this is the first time, one of the few times they've actually come out and admitted to being hacked, because we know for a fact they were hacked. They still never answered us when I messaged them. You two bitches are not.
They're never going to admit that they're shit. We don't care how many times we've gone and said, hey, everything in our account has been stripped. Well, you must have bought gold or shared your account. No, I fucking did not. Well, you must not have secured your account with our
That is exactly what they tried to tell me when my account got hacked. They're like, well, you must have shared your account information. No, I'm not an idiot.
No, we went to them, when was that, almost a year ago, and I said, a lot of players are complaining they're getting emails about changing their account information and so on and so forth. We believe you've been hacked. Would you like to comment on that? Nothing. At least Nintendo responded when we asked them about the 3DS porn. We have no comment on the matter. We do not discuss pornography. But Blizzard, nothing. Not an email, not a single solitary word.
Not. And then, not long after I busted their ass, then they came out with, we kind of got hacked.
We might have been hacked 6-7 months ago, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We can't, you know, really say for sure. Bitch, I knew that.
It might be kind of, sort of, possibly that we were hacked, maybe for a little while, but there's no proof. We're not saying anything else.
And you just want to be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, Dark, that's what we were saying at the beginning of the show. He said, didn't WoW just lose 1.8 million players? Yeah, they did. And I left and never went back. They had me for 2 weeks. That was it.
I haven't been back with this because I don't have the money to pay the monthly fee. but honestly, I don't know if I would have stayed because it was kind of boring. The people I played with stopped playing.
They did nothing new with Pandaria. Yeah. They didn't change the PvP. They didn't give us anything exciting. They gave us same old bullshit. But hey, now we can play, what is that other little game, you know, where you collect all the little animals?
I don't know.
The little ball.
I don't know.
Katamari Damacy?
Anyways, hey, now you can collect the little pets and fight them.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That it's like Pokemon, basically.
Yeah, there we
Pokemon
go. Now,
inside
now you
WoW.
Can play Pokemon inside WoW.
Really? They added that?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with them?
I don't know.
You know what? I thought I'd pull that song off, and you know what? It's coming off tonight.
All right. I played that just for Corey. So it is time for the show to end. You want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. Tune in on Tuesday to catch Pixanista because we're your favorite pixel fashionistas. Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
That's not right. That's just not right. Glad up. Mess it up. Why is that person not on stage? Why?
and a DVD, that's all, folks.